In 2006, construction spending across the U.S. was at its peak. Then the recession hit. Homes were lost, not built. Businesses went under, not up.
The past few years have been very, very difficult and challenging for the construction industry. Total spending on construction activity has declined by a third since peaking back in March of 2006.
That's Mark Rudnicki. He's CEO of Stevens Construction, based in Madison. Rudnicki says Wisconsin lost 130,000 construction jobs since 2006. Some are coming back. Just under half the country's metro areas have seen an increase in construction. Places like Green Bay, Wausau, La Crosse, and especially Madison, which hit a four-year high in February. It's this increase that is prompting some construction companies to seek out veterans for a particular job. According to Rudnicki, pipe fitters are in short supply. That's the sound of copper pipes being soldered. The 27-year-old at the end of the acetylene torch is Justin Engelkins of Belleville. Before getting a job with H&H Industries, a Madison-based firm, he served three tours in Iraq as part of the Air National Guard. When Engelkins returned, he was looking for work at a time when thousands of others were also trying to get hired.
When I first got back home, it was pretty bad. My parents were obviously like, you need to go get a job. But then, you know, I'm used to getting the high pay of the military. You come back and you're like, I can't do an $8 an hour job. I can't live on that, you know.
Engelkins is in his second year of apprenticeship after taking a 16-week training course on pipe fitting. Vets in Piping, or VIP as it's known, is a national program where military men and women are trained by a national trade group, then go to where the work is. No experience with pipe fitting is necessary. The criteria is having served your country. The VIP program has rubbed some the wrong way. Michael Christensen is president of H&H Industries, which hires vets from the program.
We've had a little bit of pushback from some people across the state, some contractors and actually some other apprentices, that feel like that the VIP program has given some special consideration to vets. I think they gave us some special consideration when they were over there with bullets flying over their head and bombs going off everywhere.
The backlash over perceived favoritism can be strongest in areas where construction has not rebounded. According to figures from Associated General Contractors of America, construction employment has declined in places like Racine, Oshkosh, and Appleton. There's concern it won't improve there or elsewhere until the political climate does. The trade group's Wisconsin president, Mark Rudnicki, says the sequester is making indiscriminate cuts to federal construction programs.
And while private sector spending has increased, public sector spending in the last 4 years has decreased by 17%. Even right now, as a result of the sequester, $4 billion in federal construction cuts have taken place.
Rudnicki says these are dollars that could be spent adding jobs for veterans and other construction workers across the country. Shimei Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.